So the Fringe Festival starts on the 9th, Howie. It starts very soon. It's upon us already.
Can you believe that it's 20 years? When the first one opened, it was almost all in Old City, the part of that eastern part of Center City, you know. Now it's in, I think, 9 neighborhoods, including Center City, of course. Right. It's got 33 dance pieces, 12 music pieces, more than 70 theater pieces.
It's come
all
a long
together.
Way. 20 years, come a long
it's
way.
It's come a long way, and it still is partly curated, right? Stuff the Fringe Arts people, they bring in, they commission, they sponsor them. And then the free-for-all, what I like to call the free-for-all Fringe.
Yeah, so the festival, as it has been for a long time, it's sort of split into these two entities, the curated Fringe and the fringy Fringe, as we like to call it. And the curated Fringe, a lot of it is coming from overseas. A lot of international artists come in, a lot of big-time people come into people who otherwise probably wouldn't be coming here were it not for the Fringe Festival to invite them over.
So one of the things I'm looking forward to this year is his third time at the Fringe is a choreographer named Jerome Bell, a controversial maker of art in that he doesn't do dance the way you think of dance. He picks people essentially off the street, although it's not quite like that. And then he pairs them or either doesn't with professional dancers and they create a dance. This year, he's doing something called Gala. With 20 dancers, some of them professionals, some of them just from around here. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, some of them with no dance experience at all.
There's, yes, that's right.
There's a local company, the Sunshine Performance Corporation, and they're doing this sincerity. It's called the Sincerity Project, this thing that they're doing. But it's a really long-term commitment on behalf of the performers in that company. 24 years. Every 2 years, they will perform some show that reflects how they're living right now, how the individuals, the performers, are living right now. And they'll do that every 2 years for 24 years.
Right.
So it's really, literally a lifetime project for them.
What are you going to see?
One thing I was curious is two pieces that come from Africa, specifically the Congo. There's a dance piece called Le Cargo, mm-hmm. which is a dance piece basically about the modern history of this place called Congo. It's gone through several names in the last 100 years or so. And it's sort of this choreography journey through the history of Congo.
Of Congo, yeah.
And there's another piece called it's Macbeth. It's a telling of Verdi's opera Macbeth. But it's set in the Congo.
It is, and you know, it's being done with Opera Philadelphia.
Well, I'd like to talk about what might be called the fringy fringe, the outlying fringe, because that's where it gets its name. And there's still companies that seek out really raw spaces and create really odd and experimental work that you kind of expect from something called a Fringe Festival.
Right.
So I visited someone who was preparing a work, and this is Southwest Philadelphia. It's in a former paint factory that has only recently been transformed into artist spaces, and they're working up this piece about traveling to Mars. You know, what goes into that? What sort of emotional, psychological drive would want you to go a one-way ticket to Mars, you'll never come back? It's called
yes.
One Way Red.
One Way Red?
Yeah. You know, there are two companies that have been doing the Fringe for a while. They're still pretty young, and they're up and coming. One is Applied Mechanics, mm-hmm. which has done some really great work in the Fringe in the past few years. They do a show called Feed, which is about food. And before the festival starts, they're going around to farmers markets to do sort of pop-up performances, little excerpts of the thing, to kind of get people who go to farmers markets excited about it. And also, there's another company called Renegade Company. They're doing something called Animal Farm to Table, which is the telling of Animal Farm, but it's set in a community garden or an urban garden up in Northern Liberties, I think it is, or even Kensington, maybe. And it's, again, a food-related piece about urban farming as a retelling of Orwell.
There are a couple other companies that pop up almost every year recently. One is called Tribe of Fools, which is reviving its show about the Philadelphia Parking Authority and parking meters called Antihero. And another group that's had some real dark horse hits in the show is called the Berserker Residents, also a Philly troupe. This year they're doing a show that I'm not going to say the whole title of, but I'll call it I Dare You, which has in it a decaying manor that somebody lives in and a shut-in. It's going to be upstairs at Plays and Players, which is up on the third floor by their bar. You know, we ought to say that this year the the Fringe has really taken off with videos you can watch for free at home. That part of the Fringe Festival is really egalitarian. You know, anybody can join it without a ticket.
Something they started last year, and it's really expanded this year, is I think what you're talking about, the Digital Fringe, what they're calling the Digital Fringe.
They call it the Digital Fringe.
It's a new neighborhood, so-called, in the guide there. There's some real interest in these things that you don't actually have to physically go to a space. You just go to your computer and you log on and something interesting happens. And it's really expanded a lot.
And we also want to say that for another year, after all these shows are done at night at around 10 o'clock, there's a huge Fringe bar at the Fringe Arts Building, which is a real scene. I mean, there are acts scheduled, but a lot of it is people who just want to come together and talk about performing and making art and being weird. And so am I going to see you there?
You're going to see me there. I'll be there, too.
Okay. I'll fringe with you, Peter.
Okay. Thanks, Howie.